Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Monty must have muted. Good morning. Who's calling in?
Mary Lou's here.
Hey, Lou, are you going to tell us about your sunshine?
No.
We're not in Arizona right now. We got lots of snow.
Oh, I heard about that terrible avalanche at Stevens Pass. Wow.
Right. Ugh.
Gosh.
That'll be scary, scary. So, well, it's 7 a.m. Let's go ahead and get started. This morning, excuse me. This morning I didn't have a frog in my throat until just now. I must be supposed to wait for somebody else. I'm going to turn off the chimes. While I'm waiting, I'm getting my voice back. Okie dokie. So, this morning, as on Monday mornings, I like to do a little bit of a review and have a couple of slides to think of and help us to think about this. And where we're going and what we're going to do. Oh, dear, I didn't mean to be poetic. So let's go ahead. You can see who's pretty much on our team on a regular basis on the screen and also on the sign that says if you're going to be on here regularly, you'll send in a picture. And if you're not on NECAM, well, that's okay, too. You can just send your name and your state, and we'll put a picture up. And sometime we might have to have a couple of slides. We'll switch back and forth so people could look at them if we get more people. I mean, there are a lot more people that are on the call, but they haven't sent us a picture, so that's why I was just referring to that a little bit. And if you want to receive updates or notices on about our program, send your address, email address, and we'll add you to our list. And maybe a little bit of note about yourself and where you're from. So, okay, let's go ahead. So good morning from the lifestyle, the health style crew. And we say slip up and say lifestyle. I remember it started in 2000 or so. We started a call and did that call for 5 years. And so we've restarted that call, but they're calling it health style this time. Oops, I'm pointing to things that you can't see. Aha, now there I am. So now we're health style. So, what is health style? Well, we have determined that it has been determined that chronic disease epidemics, some of these listed here below, have a basic cause, and that causes inflammation. And what causes inflammation? Maybe the toxins in our environment. So how can we avoid this kind of toxic environment and what all the things that are toxic to us? And so those are some questions, and one of them is acidity in our body, a big one. So how will you avoid these epidemics? How will you help others to avoid them? Will you take 2 aspirin and stick your head in the sand? Will you cover it up and take drugs? Or maybe you're here because you'd like to investigate and then apply the knowledge. It's a little question. So, new slide here. So, the thing is to make a decision to stay healthy. Make a decision to do everything we can to stay healthy and to help our family stay healthy. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. And it certainly seems that way. We've seen that happen so many times. But making a decision is one thing, and making a commitment is another. There's a difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you only do it when it's convenient. When you're committed to do something, you accept no excuses, only results. I'm going to pause after some of these things, and then so that somebody can get a word in edgewise, since I don't want to keep going barreling forward without letting you have a chance to talk, because this is a discussion call. And we welcome your input and your thoughts, maybe when you made a decision and then that happened here. Anyone have a comment here?
Yeah. I just got over a sort of scare. I had a big lump in my abdomen, and it turned out to not be cancer. And but it's one of those things that makes you decide to maybe commit to getting a better lifestyle. And so I'm new on this call, and so I want to learn what I can for sure. And I got those the forms, you know, of Kathy's stuff, or maybe you made it up. I'm not sure how it derived, but where you're keeping track of each day. I thought that's one really good idea.
Well, welcome to our call. And boy, that certainly would give you a wake-up call. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Earth Song, and I'm calling from Vashon, Washington. I finally got up at 7 o'clock. Pretty much haven't been to sleep yet.
Well, when you follow this program, you might find that you'll be able to switch your schedule. And so we welcome you to the call.
It would be nice to see some more daylight. Yeah, I think getting on some kind of a schedule would be helpful. So maybe this would really take a commitment for me to stay into these phone calls, but maybe that's what I need, is something to get me really serious and really change. And thank you for your welcome.
Well, I certainly welcome you. Thanks for sharing. And when we know you're going to be here, well, then we'll even find more ways that we can help help make you and conspire to help you make this happen. Okay, so next slide. This is one that is designed to help everybody stay true. So here we are with waves of pain and agony frequently accompany inflammation. We're here by the sea of, or in the sea, hopefully not in the sea, of chronic disease. hopefully I will be able to describe this so that those of you who aren't on the slides will be able to imagine what we're looking at. And I can send you copies of the slides. We have rivers, red rivers of inflammation flowing in to the center of to the dragon of despair and frustration and death. And this dragon is sitting here in the middle of our sea, has a dragon who with cancer, brings cancer and headaches and arthritis and cardiovascular disease and kidney disease and obesity, and this is what we're fighting. We do not want to see people with having all of these horrible diseases. And now they have found that the common denominator of these diseases that this dragon is giving to people are from the rivers of inflammation from every direction. And the reason that they have the things that pour into the rivers of inflammation are the streams of toxins, stress, acidic diet. And that's what we have primarily. Habits of, and also probably habits of when we're eating and some of the, and then the different toxins we'll cover over a period of time that are in our environment as well. So, what can we do about that? Wow, look at, we got some help. We have Primag water. That has the toxins taken out. We have both a sports bottle and we have a countertop model. And it is a new revolutionary water system that has pH 8.5 to 9.5 alkaline water. Well, that helps to rule out some of that acidity and that gets into our body. I mean, any of the pop and the caffeine drinks and those type of things are very, very acidic. And so the pop of any kind is very harmful to our bodies. And so we have, of course, have a test that we can show what's acidic and what's not with our little droplets that we do a demo with. Okay, so that's one way that we can improve help right off the bat, right with the water that we drink. And then we have some more help. We have berries, which represent all of the alkaline foods that we can put into our diet. And we have some Seaga from Mekan. We have some Greenzymes from Mekan. Help us to stay, have a healthy start for our day. We have the Bone Health Pack, which is immediate help. It helps get the minerals to our bones and then the minerals back out into our body. Without getting those minerals out to the cells of our body, we really can't avoid inflammation. We've got to be able to have, if our body loses this as we're getting older, and so we have to have those minerals be able to go in and speak to our bones, be converted. And that's what the osteodense does in this pack. It's the transportation system of the body. Now, of course, you've got to be eating good foods and some whole food supplements so that you'll have those to be able to transfer out and be hauled out with a UPS osteodense system to our cells to be really healthy. And now, here's a few others that just landed in here. With all the toxins that we've had over the years in our body, our liver could certainly use some support. And so there's the liver support right here on the left, and covering up some more of the toxins in our those streams. And also, I would think that that would be considered almost liver and kidney support, because if we don't have the liver support running properly, well, then it flows, the toxins flow over and hit the kidneys. If you have any noise in your phone or area, you might *6 to quiet any noise they have at your house or on your phone, maybe driving. I'm getting some noise. And then when you want to say something, you *6 again, then you can say something. Okay, a question or a comment? Thank you for quieting that. We have immunity, which is improves your immune system, of course, and also has mushrooms that directly fight cancer cells.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have an ingredient list of your liver support?
We can show you where to get it, Mary, and we can talk on the phone when we're finished, and then we can go through those details.
Okay.
But yes, there are a place where you can find quick reference sheets that have the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay, now then, we have now quelled what did I call that? The dragon of despair and frustration. He is just dissipated here, and now we can see a serene lake with a duck on it, and we don't have that those other problems. And now the inflammation is disappearing from our bodies, and we have have done that with health style choices and habits of healthy eating and living, and now we are healthy and fit and full of energy and mentally acute. So aren't we happy?
Yay!
Right. okay, so here's the Nikan. Our focus on our health is a chart that Mary was mentioning a little bit. I mean, Ursong. She goes by Mary and Ursong. So here's a chart that helps us through the day with a Pine Mag water and have some healthy water to drink throughout the day. And you take your weight, divide it in half, and then you need to have that many ounces of water during your day. Hopefully you're going to have that get completed fairly early in the day, so you're not eating it in the evening, so you'll be able to go to sleep easily and sleep all night. And then you have your sleep. And then think about sleep is we need to be able to go to sleep 4 or 5 hours after eating so that our hormones are working, and then that is the time that if we eat at the right time, and this is where the timing really comes in. This has made a huge difference for me. I was taking a snack early, in the evening, before I went to bed. and I was not going to sleep. And I wasn't sleeping, or I'd go to sleep, then I'd wake up. And and just not allowing myself to eat after 6:30 in the evening. And having my meals as I should have during the day has allowed me to sleep during the night. I wasn't able to get along on 3 hours or 4 hours of sleep. 5 hours does me pretty well, but boy, now I'm sleeping 6 or 7 hours. It's just very much amazing just by changing that one habit.
Hmm.
And exercising throughout the day, or exercising at least 30 minutes a day, whatever amount of ability you have in exercising, that you do that until you build up and get stronger, then you can have some exercise. I've talked before about having an exercise before your meal, just doing some kind of exercise. I have a little trampoline I jump on. I have a lot of stairs I can run around on. I can go out and walk outside or run around the house, whatever, or just walk. I like to do 5 to 15 minutes. I hardly ever, you guys, I have to admit, I never get up to 15 minutes. Just enough that I get my metabolism going before the meal. And then when you eat, well, then your body is ready to burn, and you're burning that anything extra that you're eating. By the time we get down to what we eat, you don't have that much. Well, you have plenty to eat, but I don't know. Anyway, I'll not go into that. Any comments on...
What is the typical breakfast that you might have?
We'll come to that in a little bit.
Okay.
We'll come in a minute.
Sorry to barge in.
That's okay. And most of us are using a lot of the NECAN nutritionals, and this is a list of some of them, if not all of them, right here on the chart. Excuse me. And so you have to pick out or discuss with whomever you're working with in NECAN, which ones might be the best for you to start with. Okay, so here now is the acid alkaline chart. And if you are not in NECAN or not have your computer be able to work properly and you don't have this chart, you can email me and I can send that to you. I can send most of these. I send the health style tools with you. Some you don't usually get all the dragon pictures and everything, but you get the basic tools if I email them to you. If I try to email it too much, you won't be able to open it. Okay, so we have the chart here is the acid alkaline chart. And we have, I like to look over here on the right-hand side where the most alkaline ones are, because that's where we want to select some of those for pretty much every meal. But we'd like to think that and suggest and actually have 80%, if you got the phone ringing, please put it on mute. Now put you on mute. Star 6. Choose 80% from over on this side and only 20% over here. Now as you look over here on your breakfast, when we get to the breakfast chart right quick here, we're going to probably want to have, we're going to have protein for breakfast with no grains in following the program. And it's good to have, I like to have eggs. If you're following the Kathy Abascal program, you're not going to be having milk and cheese until after the first 3 weeks. So you would make a commitment to, if you make a commitment to follow that, a decision and then a commitment, then you won't have milk products, anything that might cause an allergy or anything, so that you're eliminating all those to begin with, so you can really see what your body likes the best. And I did eliminate those in my first 3 weeks on the program, even though I was quite sure I had no milk problem, but many, many people do. I'd already eliminated all the gluten. I had been eating gluten for quite a long time. Other things that you eliminate is anything you think you might be sensitive to. And these on the yellow side over here on the left are things that you should never have. Nutrisweet equal all those chemical sweeteners, refined salt, table salt, suggest sea salt or a real salt. The refined is actually bleached. And so then we have any of the white flour type of things would be eliminated during your 3 weeks, but you would eliminate them completely, not have these things. They're just like eating sugar. And all the meat is very, very acidic. Not, I shouldn't have all meat, probably should just have the, all red meat. Refined salt, have that on there twice. Ice cream, homogenized milk, all these things on the left-hand side. Anything alcoholic, coffee. Kathy has some, she has some coffee, I think, even on her 3 weeks, I think she did. So I guess maybe she made an exception there. She must really like coffee. So anyway, then there are these things that in the least acidic column are in the neutral pH, and so you might consider some of those. Does anybody that's been on the program for a while have followed this quite closely like to share the differences in what happened when you're on the program? Star 6 if you are have muted, because I can't hear anybody. Have some of you followed this program?
Hi, Ruth. It's Mary Lou.
Yes, Mary Lou.
Well, I've noticed, not to get off of speaker, I've noticed that I'm sleeping better, and I'm dreaming. I mean, I am dreaming, so I must really be sleeping well. I've increased my my activity just because I'm being accountable, and I don't ache like I used to, so I'm
awesome.
much less achy. And I start when I first started out, and I'm not saying this to brag, but I could barely walk a mile in 30 minutes. And now my husband and I are both walking over 3 miles in right around an hour.
An hour, awesome.
Yeah, so I couldn't do that if I was aching, that's for sure.
And what is your supposition? Why do you think you don't ache anymore?
Well, I'm positive. It's because I'm really focusing on the more alkaline foods.
And so you don't have the inflammation.
The inflammation, right, right.
The inflammation is what gives us pain.
You know, we went through Valentine's Day here about a week ago, and we went out to dinner and we shared a dessert, and it was huge. I could hardly move. It was so. I do know that the inflammation is that's definitely the key.
Do you mean it was a huge eye opener or a huge dessert?
No, huge eye opener. I hurt. I really did hurt after I ate that.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think sugar is just poison.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important to go on the 3 week to a month program where you're not eating any of those things, because otherwise you're not going to be able to have your body speak to you so loudly. Our body will tell us what's good for us and what's not. But if we just keep eating it all the time, it's not going to make it, and you're not going to find that difference. And that now you know. That is causing you inflammation. And inflammation not only is aches and pains, but it's what's happening to your brain and your mind, what's happening in your blood vessels, and inflammation is building up in there, in your joints and everything. It is really huge. Okay, now I have a slide up here that has something that all of you should have, and so if you don't have it, well, ask me and I'll send it to you. This is the disguised forms of MSG and glutamate from the Dr. Russell Blaylock's Wellness Report, my favorite author of health research, and he's a certified neurosurgeon, board certified. And so now, what they have happening in the company world or whatever, I guess, they have a new law, or lack of law, that you can say there's no MSG in a food when in fact there is. It just says they've disallowed the names to be changed. And so we have a list of, 3, 6, 9, 12, almost 25, probably 20 to 25 things here that can are really MSG, but they change the name. And then there, we have the foods. I had personal experience with that, having a real sensitivity to MSG, and but everybody, it's poison to everybody. Portobello mushrooms, I was eating so many of those, using them in a lot of soup and different things, and boy, was I getting the ocular migraines, which are zigzags and flashing lights in front of your eyes you can't see very well. And when I cut out those mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, I still eat lots of mushrooms, but portobellos have the glutamate in them. Also, fluoride is in a lot of things, and it attacks your thyroid, including we have to eliminate fluoride from our diet, which our water system can purify out of water. But also soy-based foods, is high in fluoride. I never knew that before I read this. And it will accumulate many of our organs, especially in the thyroid, causing thyroid suppression. I must have spelled that wrong. And if it is deficiency. Maybe I just don't know what it is. When the thyroid is underactive, cholesterol levels spike, and we become obese. So, you know, and some people have been trying to lose weight and maybe drinking soy protein drinks, or, you know, and so they find it difficult to lose weight because they're having some of these things in their foods, and just making these changes, and when we eat them, is very effective. GMO foods, there's so many things to say about that. I'll cover that at a later time. Don't want anything that has GMO. And then, of course, the high glycemic, but those are, some of them are over on that yellow side of that chart, but the high glycemic ones, you know a lot of them, but they also include dates and raisins, which are very alkaline, but you have to be aware that they are high glycemic. We suggest you eat nuts with them or something to slow down that insulin response. Any comments?
Ruth, this is Nancy, and I think we probably would all want to stay away from mushrooms when you think about how they're grown. A nutritionist informs us that they're fungus. It's like eating fungus because of the way they're grown. And,
they are fungus anyway.
Yeah, well, true. But, I mean, and the conditions so that they thrive. But that would be helpful for all of us to keep the mushrooms out of our cooking. And I used to think it was great to throw it in with any kind of stir fry or anything else.
Well, like shiitake, I have grown here, and we are aware they are fungus. But the Nikan immunity is grown. They have a special method of growing those as well. But I'm not sure why they're saying that's not Roger Drummer. Roger Drummer recommends mushrooms.
Well, the medicinal mushrooms, right? Isn't there a difference between the ones we cook with and the...
No, we should talk about that and investigate it a little bit more, Nancy, because I would have to know. I eat a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah, and I know a lot of... This is Mary Orr's song again. I know, actually, pretty much about mushrooms, so some other time we can talk about that maybe, because a lot of them are very medicinal in very many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular mushrooms you find aren't very, don't have much of a nutritional value or anything, the regular ones at your grocery store. But our grocery store now on Vashon has a couple of really very good medicinal ones they're carrying.
So, okay, thank you for your comments.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys know about Vashon, because when they can't get something off at their store, I always tell them to come to Vashon. Very unusual store here. It is big. Okay, so now here is the kind of when to eat. We're kind of throughout the day. Start down here in the lower left-hand corner on your slide, if you've got to pick the picture and have printed it out, the body balance slide has the breakfast in the morning. Notice that one-third to one-half, kind of two sets of lines here, is protein. And in our later in the day, your protein can be made up of entirely grains without any animal product. So the protein down here might be some protein that is in the smoothie. But two-thirds, half to two-thirds of your plate would be your vegetables and your fruit. And now, we don't have anything about the size of this plate, and that's up to every individual. I have noticed a personal experience recently where I had made some soup and I didn't get to eat it in the evening, and so, because I couldn't eat it, because I got it made too late. So, I had to have something else for my dinner and to have it before 6:30. And so then I wanted some soup for breakfast, which is not unusual for me. I've always liked to have dinner for breakfast. Anyway, and so it did have some beef in it, but it was just wonderful, delicious vegetable soup. And I was so pretty, I took a picture of it. And so I had that for breakfast. But I had noticed before that really meat did nothing for me as far as protein. I mean, if I don't have my protein, I have results. I have problems. And so usually I have eggs, so I didn't have any. Well, by night, I was really high. I could hardly even sleep because of the problems that I have when I don't have my protein, probably related to blood sugar, I guess. Anyway, so every day I'm going to have my eggs here in this protein section. I have them with a lot of vegetables in them. I have avocado in my scrambled eggs, or else I fix them in different ways, or I put them in my even raw ones in my smoothie. I usually have only one per. So I have a scoop or two of the body balance, and then one egg to make my protein drink. Anyway, so that's what you're having, and I don't know about you guys, but definitely I have results of if I eat grains, I am just wiped out. They make me tired. And then the dinner and the lunch are, you can have the grains, but you have to fill up most of your plate with fruits and vegetables. But actually, you can have your whole plate filled up with fruits and vegetables, and you'll get enough. If you had your breakfast protein in your breakfast, you'll have plenty of more protein in your fruits and vegetables that you eat. You could have 100% fruits and vegetables there. Heavy on the vegetables, honey. Okay, any comments on that? Any results about the time? Oh, and you have two snacks also. And that says that right here. Lunch, dinner, and snacks. Can be just a grape or a meal. They're snacks. Or 100% fruits and vegetables. Okay. I think we're about out of time, and I think we're about finished. We have a measurement chart, so you can keep track. And the challenge for you that I have today is to make a decision and make a commitment. For 3 weeks, as Kathy Abascal suggests, or for the month. For a month, so that you have an end to your decision, so you don't feel like, well, I'm never going to be able to eat anything on the other day if I wanted to have something. But for 3 weeks, you're not going to fall off the wagon, that you're going to eat that way. And I challenge you to that, and especially to that timing. No grains in your breakfast, no dinner after 6:30. We'll cover again one of these days what that does to your hormones and your growth hormone and your leptin, that allows you to sleep and allows you to maintain your muscle. And that's just really important to be able to get the right sleep is not eating through the evening, but a deadline for yourself. And then remember to take your snack early in the morning, especially if you have blood sugar like mine that likes to crash. So, okay, I did a lot of talking, but I enjoyed the discussion that we had. If anybody else has anything to say before we close, we welcome you to speak up.
Ruth, I got to tell you that my grandson made a dessert for our Sunday dinner that stayed within the guidelines that I have to have for good health. He came over. over to our house and he ground some brown flour into brown rice into flour, and then he used I thought it was stevia, but he used a guava, and then he whatever he put into it, he made sure that it was nothing that his grandmother couldn't eat. And it was very delicious, and I'm grateful that my family is beginning to catch on to this.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Karen. That's great. Great news. Anyone else?
Yeah, Ruth, this is Monty. I think two things. Mary Lou talked about it, and what's one thing I've really noticed that if being on the system the way that I'm on it, the way Kathy suggests for those first three weeks and a month, is that how our body reacts quickly to foods that we're sensitive to, or it reacts quickly to inflation. I know there's certain types of, I can sit down to a certain type of a meal in my, like I said, all the inflammation that I've been losing since I've been on this in regards to my hands, my ankles, or whatever, but I can immediately know that within hours from the time that I've had food, exactly which food is, because my fingers will start to swell back up again. The other thing I think was very important, which is what I do too, is I learned this a long time ago, and that whether you talked about it, and that was breakfast. In other words, I try to have a big breakfast, a medium lunch, and a small dinner. And that's really helped me too. So I just pretty much just have my salad at dinner, and that's about it. But this thing is just absolutely working miracles as far as I'm concerned in regards to inflammation, because it definitely is the biggest problem we've got. And our body will let us know. And our body will tell us, too, when it's good and when our inflammation is leaving.
Awesome. And when we lose weight, that is inflammation leaving. In Kathy's book, she really emphasizes that especially when we have weight carried around our middle, that is a lot of inflammation, and it is so dangerous because, boy, I've read so many different places that they are convinced that, particularly with the weight clear up around our organs, around the area of our heart, and the roundness that the guys get, particularly, I think the women carry it more on their hips and everything, but that is just a heart attack waiting to happen. And it just scares me.
Well, like Kathy says, you can have inflammation even though you can be a skinny type person, and like I
that
said,
too.
Particularly around your organs, and you can't physically see it in the body, but it's there.
This is true. That is very true. Okay, maybe everybody. Thank you for comments, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow. Hope you have a really great day, and put your feet up if you have the day off, and have a good time today. Thanks for joining us. Bye bye.
Hey, Ruth, is Dennis at home okay?
He is back home. I don't know. We got some great things going on in Alaska. Yoo-hoo!
Okay, well, tell him hi for me.
All righty. Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.